The government has ratcheted up its COVID defences another notch, announcing a range of new testing measures for border workers. The rules, which apply at all international airports and ports, will test some workers not previously covered and increase the frequency of testing for high-risk workers. Most notably, those who carry out work on international aircraft and ships will be tested weekly rather than fortnightly. COVID-19 Response Minister Chris Hipkins told me last night the incident in October of a shipping container contractor testing positive was influential in the formation of the new measures.
The maritime cluster, if you like, clearly highlighted that we could increase the frequency justifiably for those who are going on to ships, and so that's one of the key changes that this new order makes. So this is a series of smaller incremental changes rather than a big overhaul, but it is just looking for where there might be gaps, where we might be able to strengthen and tighten the regime up.
So for those core port workers, it's weekly, but you've also extended the number of people or the range of people being tested at our ports and airports, and that will be a two-weekly test. Why is that?
Obviously, there's thousands of people who interact with the ports. Not all of those people are going to need to be tested regularly. Some people, their relationship with the port is only a very, very tangential one, and they're never likely to come into contact with the virus. So what this new order does, it recognises that the most at-risk people are the people who are going on to ships, who are interacting directly with people who are coming into New Zealand from outside, even if they're not staying, they're just passing through. So it means that they'll be tested weekly.
Is it going to put some strain on the testing capacity?
No, my understanding is that the testing capacity is there for the numbers that we're looking at. It certainly won't be getting up to the peak of numbers that we saw early in the year in August, where we were doing sort of 26,000 tests a day. And it does recognise the fact that COVID-19 is rampant around the world, and there are going to be more people arriving at the border, whether that's our maritime border or our air border, who could be carrying COVID-19 with them. I'm confident now that this order is achievable, deliverable, and actually will be adhered to. A couple of months ago, there were some concerns there. I'm confident that we've really tightened that regime up. And actually, you can see the proof in the pudding. So we've dealt with six border incursions where COVID-19 has made it across the border. Our testing regime has picked that up very quickly, and our contact tracing system has worked very efficiently to stop the spread of the virus and to make sure that we don't need to take more drastic measures.
You're putting requirements on employers to keep up their record keeping. Has there been some cases where it's been lax?
I wouldn't say it's been lax. I'd say that making sure that we've got tracking and tracing systems for staff testing has been one of the big challenges here. Bearing in mind that we're talking about multiple different employers, it is quite complex. You've got people working on roster. Some people may not be at the airport or the port for a period of time, and then they might have frequent interaction with it. So we've got to make sure that the system allows for all of that. So that's one of the reasons why, just dealing with that complexity, the port particularly is an incredibly complex operation. So just understanding that, making sure that the systems that we're putting in place are workable, that's been a real focus over the last couple of months.
Do you expect that now that you're making it wider, there will be a lot more people covered, and perhaps people who might not have thought they needed to be, that there might be some resistance?
Generally, the feedback we've had from the border workers, and this is a general statement, is that they are actually very keen to be tested. They're very keen to be sharing their negative test results. This is a very, very heavily scrutinised workforce. There's a social stigma attached with working at the border at the moment, so they want to be able to say, look, I'm tested all the time, I'm not bringing COVID-19 into the community. They want that reassurance for their own family, but also for the community. But my message to all New Zealanders is, go easy on the border workers. They're essential workers. We need them to keep the border open for the movement of goods, for the movement of essential people. They are doing incredible work, and they're being tested all of the time, so they deserve our thanks.
Are you getting reports that they are in fact being criticised and targeted?
Yes, I've had anecdotal reports about that, and I know that border workers themselves are going to extraordinary lengths to keep the community safe and to minimise risk. So I know that many of them have dramatically cut back their extracurricular activities, if you like, the sorts of things they're doing outside of work time, because they want to do absolutely everything they can to keep their families and their communities safe.
There have been suggestions that one way to try and limit the risk would be reduce the number of international ports. Has that been given any consideration?
It's not something we're looking at this point. There are still some international movements at some of our smaller ports. They're working very, very hard to make sure that their regime is robust. It's important for our regional economies that we can continue to keep freight moving through those areas.
And you're confident all the port companies and the employers are all going to be happy with this?
We've had very, very high levels of engagement across all of the relevant employers, whether it's the ports, the shipping companies, the airlines, the airport. They've been very, very engaged in this to make sure we get it right. Everybody knows that we've all got a vested interest in getting this right. And so, you know, I'm confident that as we've issued these three orders, so this is the third iteration of it, that every time we've been narrowing down that risk even more and getting our system even stronger.
Where are we at with air crews and international air crews? Are they still some that have an exemption on testing?
So international air crews are those who are doing layovers in New Zealand, so internationally based crews. They'll stay in our managed isolation facilities, so they won't actually, you know, come into the contact with anyone in the New Zealand community, and then they fly straight back out again. New Zealanders who are doing international travel, we've got a very, very robust regime in place to make sure our air crew are reducing any risk of them, you know, contracting the virus in the first place. They do have a stand down period, and when they come back from a shift, an offshore shift, they are tested when they come back, and they await that test result before going out and about. Now, there is they are self-isolating rather than isolating in our managed isolation facilities, although those who can't self-isolate because they have families at home or whatever, then they are able to isolate in our isolation facilities.
COVID-19 Response Minister Chris Hipkins.